Hi there, welcome to the Theory of the Relativity. I'm Ziyu. Today I'd like to talk about the topic is why do we like the dystopian novels? Today I just listened to a podcast program that's from the BBC service. They talk about the topic of dystopian novels. It gave me a lot of information and let me think a lot of questions about that. It's really inspirations. In this podcast, they introduced many dystopian books from the very famous 1984 written by George Orwell. In this book, it describes a state that everyone are all watching by the big brother. So, even you just thinking something wrong, you will be getting into a trouble. It's a very horror state. But since in the Brave New World is very different, in this country, everyone was compulsory pleasure because it developed a new medicine that called Soma. Everyone, if you eat a pill of Soma, you will immediately get happier. You don't need to do anything. So everyone, especially when they get out of the work, they will eat a pill of Soma. So everyone felt very happy about their life. They also introduced a book that can be seen as the very first dystopia novel that is written in 1972. The title is A Trip to the Island of Equality. In this book, everyone lived in absolutely equality, so it can be seen as the consequences of the utopia. That's very impressive. So why I like this book so much? I really love the dystopia books. I think the first books that I read is The Animal Farm. I love it so much, and it is also the first English novel I read. I still remember when I first read it. I thought, wow, I cannot believe this book is written in 50 years ago. I think it is just written in today. I think the author is lived in the same time with me. Because everything he described in the novel is exactly happened around me. So I think it always remind what happened in the society, and it is always remind us what will happen in the future. It's very smart and it's very impressive. I think, for example, these days when the beginning of the virus, that is actually in the December last year. But if you read the newspapers and you watch TV, you cannot find anything news about that. Everyone celebrate of the spring festival, and everyone are thinking about the future of the China. You will find it is a happy country, but actually it's not. The things happened in the history. If we trace back to the Chinese history, we know that the 30 years ago, 1989, what happened in the Tiananmen Square. But if you ask today's young people, a lot of people, they don't know anything about that. Because Tiananmen event isn't written in the history books, and it is not allowed to discuss in the mainland until today. So we look a very happy country, but actually not. We think we have a long history, but actually we forget a lot of important things, and just exactly these things that makes our country and makes us today's us. I think these dystopia books not only remind what happens around us, it also let us thinking about the future. Maybe our future there is something worse than today. We have to know that. And many times I'm thinking myself, if I really live in that country, what would I do? Would I be a brave or a crowd? I don't know. Especially in the difficult times, we all read this book, so it makes me to think more about ourselves and our future. So this is today's program. Thanks a lot for your listening. I'm really expecting your feedback. If you want to talk about something, feel free to contact me. So take care, cheers, bye.